Matthew 16, beginning at verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." And so we have this most essential question and the right answer. And as we come into this Christmas time, this is one of the things that we who are believers have to answer, because the world is still asking, "Who is Jesus?" And then we have the hymnal, "What child is this? Who is this?" Well, we have this question and the answer here by Peter, this great confession of faith. You know, confession is not just to confess sin, but it's to confess what we believe and who we are. And so we come this morning to answer this anew and fresh for us. Who do you say that I am? Well, the basic Christian belief is centered in a person, not a philosophy and not a religion and not an ethic, but a person. And Christmas is meaningful to us because we answer that question very dogmatically, very directly. The Christian belief is that Jesus Christ, Jesus, is God, the Son of God. And we want to look at that as a passage of Scripture. Would you please turn to John 10, where Jesus himself gives a direct answer. And so we could come with many proofs about this, but the essential thing is, what did Jesus say about himself? The Old Testament proclaims it. The New Testament proclaims it. What did Jesus say? And we'll begin at verse 19 of John 10. And he has given a discourse about the sheep and the shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And after he said this, in verse 19, we find the Jews with a division among them because of these sayings. Now listen to this. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is mad or is a lunatic. Why do you listen to him?" Others said, these are not the words of one who is a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" And so on. It was a feast of dedication. It was winter. Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. The Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ or the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. What did Jesus say about himself? He is God. He and the Father are one. It's a dogmatic statement. And you go all through the New Testament, and you find the Apostle John writing to say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. A direct identification of who is Jesus. He is God. And yet the world is full of unbelief. And Jesus said, why? They are in total depravity. It has not yet been revealed to them. And if we here this morning believe, we are among God's elect, the favored, those who have been graced by the Lord himself. And yet at this Christmas time, it's kind of good to review what people are thinking. Let me read to you some of the statements or the beliefs that various people have. First, they say, Jesus is a man who achieved great things. Among the groups who hold to this view is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. They teach that Jesus was a pre-existing spirit, but they believe that about everyone. They say that Jesus was distinctive, not that he was God, but that he was God's firstborn spirit child. His humanity is to be recognized as real and ordinary, and whatever happened to him may happen to us. Jesus is a created being who was given the status of second in command. According to the Jehovah's Witnesses, Jesus is a God, but not the Almighty God who is Jehovah. Instead, they say that Jesus is a created individual who is the second greatest personage of the universe. We had two young men come to the door yesterday, and I answered, and I knew who they were, but we greeted one another, and they said, well, we are here to give you some material and tell you about our congregation. And I said, well, what congregation is it? And they said, well, we are Jehovah's Witnesses. And I said, well, thank you very much, but I'm of a different faith. And they said, well, what faith are you? I said, Christian. You know, that stopped them, which is very surprising, because those people have been well trained to answer every alibi or excuse that they will find when they knock at a door. But somehow, that answer puzzled them. And they didn't come out to say, well, we are also Christian. They just dismissed themselves. They do not believe that Jesus is God. Some say that Jesus is a man no better than we are. These are the words of Sung Myung Moon, clearly spell out the view of his Unification Church. Its teaching is that Jesus' value is no greater than that of any other man. Those who follow Moon's theology say that Jesus' work was a failure. Jesus' existence began at his conception. One group that teaches this idea is the Way International. In their reinterpretation of biblical instruction, they hold that Jesus Christ's existence began when he was conceived by God's creating the soul life of Jesus in Mary. Jesus is a prophet and a messenger of God. According to the tenets of Islam, Jesus was only a messenger of Allah. They say he was a sinless prophet who never achieved the greatness of Muhammad. And so on and so on. Jesus is a great moral teacher, a mystic medium. So many ideas out there in the community of unbelievers. Let me read this quote to you. Listen carefully. Refusing to accept the earth as our sacred mother, these Christians have become a dangerous threat to the survival of humanity. They are the blight on the environment, and to believe in Bible prophecy is unforgivable. From a direct statement from a book, Earth in Balance, page 342, author Al Gore. Unbelief. To believe is a great, great privilege. Not to be under total depravity. People who live in total depravity cannot reason it out. It's beyond human logic. It must be revealed. The important thing for us here is to believe the truth stated directly in the scripture. John, Paul, and Peter, Jesus himself. And when Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus did not back off and say, "Oh no, don't say that. That's not true." He accepted that confession as truth. Now think of the alternatives. In fact, he once said, "What if I had not come?" What are the alternatives to him? Well, he would be deluded himself to parade as Lord and Savior. As the scripture says, mad, a lunatic. He would be a deceiver. As the Antichrist is and will be. He would be a great liar. You know that liars are very clever people in some ways. he would be an imposter. On a complete charade, if he is not truly the Lord God Almighty. And here's the vital thing. Can you be a Christian and not believe that Jesus is God Almighty? And I say to you dogmatically, emphatically this morning, no. No, you cannot. If you are to have a Savior, he must be God. Because no man can do it. You cannot save me, and I cannot save you. And neither can any other human being. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He is the only one who qualifies to be our Savior and our Lord. He is the only one to believe. He is the only one to follow. He is the only one to whom we accept his authority. That's what Christmas is all about. That's how it can take on new meaning and new life, and we don't go through just another Christmas. This is awesome that we celebrate. It's right to celebrate Christmas because of the person. And so this morning the question comes that Jesus asked the disciples. Well, if he asked that question this morning, we would say, well, the Mormons believe this, the Jehovah's Witnesses believe this, other people are saying this, and who you are. And he says, to me and to you, but who do you say that I am? The most important question. Now, the saying part is a confession. That's what he's asking for. That's why Peter comes forth saying with confession, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then a great statement about the sovereignty of God, about election, about the grace of God, when he said, Simon, you're blessed. Because flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father. You and I did not have the smarts to come to believe. You and I did not have a moral superiority to other people to come to faith. This was revealed to us by the grace of God. And if you can say this just as a confession of faith, blessed are you. But saying has another connotation. It is testimony. What is your testimony during this Christmas season? It should be to say, I believe that Jesus Christ is God, to the glory of God the Father. God grant us that faith and that boldness to say this, this Christmas time, by the way we celebrate, by the way we greet one another, and by the way we believe in our heart, to be faithful to Him and not to give in to compromise with the world of unbelief, but to hold our ground this morning in loyalty to our Lord Jesus Christ. May God grant us this privilege and this loyalty. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so humbled at this moment and so filled with awe that You have chosen us to believe, and that You have so visited us by the power of the Holy Spirit to implant this faith in us, so that this morning we have the same confession as Peter and the apostles and the rest of Your church, and that we can say this morning we are believers. And we just thank You for that. What a great privilege that is. And now we ask for Your help, Your wisdom. Teach us how to celebrate this birth, this life, the cross and the resurrection in a way that will honor You, in a way that will enable us to bear clear testimony of what we believe and who we are. Lord, be pleased to bless us this morning with rejuvenating and reviving faith to live this season for Your glory. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.